Heed not the rabble who screams a revolution. They have not your interest at heart.
Oh my God, tear this dude apart.
There it is.
Oh, I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh goodness. Thank you for joining me today on Losers, a friendship podcast. Today I'm joined by a very good friend of mine, Miss Molly. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
That was a great intro.
Yeah, thanks. You, we've been talking a little bit lately, and you're a big Hamilton buff, it seems.
As of recently, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been out for, what, 10 years?
Okay, back off.
What got you into Hamilton?
Okay, so my mom used to be really into it, and I was like, I'm never going to be into it. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should hop on that bandwagon. And then one of my really good friends at work, we were both doing, there's like the lottery app. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No. So there's like an app where like you would enter and they would pull 10 people or whatever and you would get $10 tickets and they're like front row tickets. And everyone in my family had won. So I started to enter. And then I didn't win. And when it came out on Disney Plus, I was like, I'm going to watch this and I'm going to love it. And that's exactly what happened. I put it into the world and it happened.
Well, at least on Disney Plus, you get the
spit.
You get, yeah, yeah. There are certain things about the Disney Plus version that I don't like as much as, say, listening to the soundtrack.
I agree.
And then there's other things that I like more than the soundtrack.
I watched it with, I feel like when you listen to the soundtrack, you get so used to singing along with it. And then when you watch it live and you sing along with it, they have their little quirks and whatnot that don't match up with the soundtrack. So then you just... And don't sound good.
Hannah and I did go see it live in Chicago, and
cool. There were
certain things about that I liked more than, say, the soundtrack or the Disney Plus version. What are some things in the Disney Plus version that you like better than the soundtrack? I can think of one right off the top of my head.
But,
what? My favorite part in the Disney Plus version is, what's his name? The ugly guy, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
When he says, well, I heard you got a secret someone on the side.
Burn. He sounds like, I always say whenever I hear that, I always say he sounds like a creepy uncle being like, just, let me hear about your love life.
It cracks me up. That one, my favorite thing in the Disney version that's not in the soundtrack.
So one of my favorite lines is where he's like, I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention. And I love when he does his little skip on when I get to watch it. That's like my favorite.
All right. What about vice versa? What's your favorite about the soundtrack that isn't in the Disney Plus one?
I don't know. I just feel like I've sung along to the soundtrack more, so I'm more in sync with it. I know what to expect.
The thing that drives me nuts when watching the one on Disney Plus is I really, really, really love King George. And he's doing the song and he goes, everybody. And then everybody starts dancing and it throws me off completely. Because in the soundtrack, he goes,
everybody.
And everybody, you know, but in the other one, he's just, everybody. And it's
not as, no, I agree.
It like...
There's definitely parts that are like that where you're like, come on, add a little more.
Yeah. Do better. Be better. But, you know, it is what it is. Hamilton. Now because of COVID, I don't think they're in there, but they took it out of Chicago in like last January, right?
Yeah.
That's wild. I'm sure they'll be back for like little tours and stuff.
That's what I'm hoping. I'll have to snag a show.
I'm really big in the Book of Mormon. Have you ever heard of the Book of Mormon?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it. I have not listened to the music.
Oh.
I have not. I know the basis of it, though.
It is hilarious.
That's what I've heard. Because isn't it by the people who made South Park?
Yeah. Yeah. South Park and then the guy from Avenue Q. Have you ever heard of Avenue Q?
The puppet musical.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's those two together.
Together, which is just bound to be hilarious.
Yeah. It cracks me up. I listen to the soundtrack when I'm like shoveling or something, like if I'm doing something that's going to take me a long time and I don't want to sit there skipping music or picking different songs,
you put it on.
So like if I'm cutting the grass or...
Why can I picture you, like, shoveling, singing at the top of your lungs?
Yeah, you know. It's a good especially time. The Book of Mormon. But, you know, it is what it is. Speaking of music, I know you as a Chance the Rapper fan, correct?
Yeah, I used to be a lot more into him. I've kind of been into indie, like, for the past maybe year or two, few years. I don't hate Chance. It's just I'm not as... Like, I used to literally, like, listen to him all day, every day.
I feel like Chance took a real big dump lately. I don't know.
Okay. Number one rule of the podcast, we don't talk poorly, Louie.
You're not wrong.
So, I just feel like his music, this is going to sound kind of bad, but, like, you know, he used to be inspired by, like, drugs. And, like, he'd write when he was doing trips and things like that. But now it's more so inspired by, like, his family and God, which is awesome that he has made that turn, but I think it's definitely changed the type of music that he's creating, which unfortunately is less popular than what his other music was, in my opinion.
All right.
Like, there's definitely some bops on his current albums, but and I'm not going to not support the guy, but...
You said you listen to indie. Indie could be... that just means independent. That could be any kind of music. Yeah. What does indie mean to you?
I don't actually know how to really explain it. My best friend tells me I have the worst music taste ever, and I refuse to listen to her, and I keep rocking on. But so, like, my top three artists, this is just based on Spotify facts, are so right now it's Alexander 23. He's, do you know who that is?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so I'll tell you him later.
But he's I want you to tell me all three, and then I'll say okay. I've never heard of any.
Okay,
of
sounds
people.
Good. Alexander 23. Thomas Heaton, and Wallows.
I've never heard of any of those people.
Yeah, so one of them is, all right, I'll connect them for you. So Thomas Heaton is from Australia. He then moved to England. He's like a 21-year-old or 20-year-old. Phenomenal, love him. Alexander 23 is actually from Chicago. He lives in LA now. He's great as well. And then Wallows, all right, here's your connection. Have you seen 13 Reasons Why?
I have seen scenes from it.
So you know like the main character, Clay?
Yeah, Clay?
Yeah. He's the lead singer in Wallows. But that's not, like, I found the band, and then I saw them, and I was like, wait, I know that guy, and made that connection. But those are, like, my top three.
So are those, like, rock bands?
No. I don't know how to explain them. I'll play them for you later and on a break, and we'll come okay. back with some some feedback on your side. But I love their music. Like, I literally listen to them all day, every day. And
okay.
Throw some musicals in there, and then that's my life. And I have a love playlist. Come back to you.
I didn't know you were going to ask me that.
I'm sorry. I basically ask people their favorite love songs, and then I put it on my list, and I have a playlist on Spotify that's just everyone's favorite love songs, and it's so interesting to hear what people define as a love song. Just because, you know, I have...
First thing that came to my mind...
different eras.
First thing that came to my mind is Love Song by Sarah Bareilles.
I actually don't know if I have that on my playlist.
It's not a love song, so it shouldn't be on your playlist.
I have... Someone gave me the song I Hate Love Songs by Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
she's a
country singer.
I think that's who it's by. And it's literally about hating love songs, but that was her favorite love song, so I had to put it.
My favorite love song is Free by the Zac Brown Band.
I'm going to add it right now.
That was the first dance at my wedding. It's kind of been, like, Zac Brown Band's been my favorite band for years and years and years now, and that's kind of my favorite love song.
All right, it's being added. I will be listening to it on my way home.
Yeah. And then, if you also want, there's the violin intro to Free that you can play before it, which
Ooh.
Is just a big violin solo.
We love that.
By Jimmy DeMartini, the fiddlest violinist of the Zac Brown Band.
Okay. I saw them in concert once.
Did you? I've seen them in concert twice.
I saw them at, you know, that one place with the lawn. You know what I'm talking about.
Like the Big Hill?
Yeah.
I saw them on a Big Hill.
Yeah. I saw them my freshman year of college.
I don't know how old I was for that.
That was 2012, 2013.
I went with Brett.
Okay. Look at that connection.
What else? I also saw them in Wrigley.
I could tell you have a poster.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I forgot about that. I need to hang
As it's
that.
Directly next to you.
Yeah. Oh, I just put it there. You know what?
What?
Have you ever seen Kacey Musgraves in concert?
I have, and she was phenomenal.
Did she sing the Biscuits song?
Yes.
So I saw her in concert with Brett.
Okay.
We went on a whim. Brett was like, dude, let's just go. You know, it's going to be me and you and a million girls, because who listens to Kacey Musgraves? Brett and I both love her.
Okay.
We were leaving, and I said, that's Molly. And I pointed out the door, out the window. I said, that's Molly.
Was it me?
He goes, that's not Molly. I said, that's Molly. I swear to God, it's Molly.
Was it me?
I don't know.
Shut up.
But you said you were there.
You're lying.
I don't remember the name of the venue.
It was the venue that was like, it had like weird multi-levels.
No idea. We were on the floor, if that helps.
I was on the floor too. I went with my sister. Yeah. What if, how have you, why have you never told, like, why didn't you text? Why have we never made this connection?
I don't know.
I would have cried, I think.
Why not right now?
Yeah, that's, I mean, it was probably me. Do you remember what the female was wearing? Was it a female? Let's start there.
Yeah, okay. It was you. So probably. It had to be a female. But I remember Kacey Musgraves saying, no scrubs.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We were
at the same concert.
Oh, I have a recording. I'm pulling it up. Oh, my mind. You've blown my mind. Wow.
See?
Wow. And I literally think we were at the same concert.
I was going to start with, do you know who Kacey Musgraves is? But as you were one of the few people that tuned into my talent show, I know that you do know who Kacey Musgraves is.
I love Kacey Musgraves. Yeah, she was awesome in concert, too. That was one of my favorite concerts.
I'm pretty much in love with Kacey Musgraves at this point.
Oh, okay. She just got a divorce recently.
Yeah, that's what I saw. But unfortunately, I'm happily married. She has a Christmas special on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
We watch it at a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah. She's phenomenal.
Or I'll just play her Christmas music because
it's soothing.
All the Christmas music kind of blends together after a while.
Yeah.
And I like her voice and her face. So
just, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
That is crazy that you've never mentioned this to me before.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it was you. And I could bring it up to Brett, but he doesn't remember.
Brett, if you're anything. A true fan and you're listening, let us know if you remember this and if you also thought it was me.
I don't remember exactly, but I'm almost positive that we saw you and it was you. And then I remember Brett trying to pull out of a parking lot, and some guy just walked in front of him while he was pulling out. And he said, that guy doesn't give a you know? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you know what? He gives negative brr. And he goes, he made me give a brr. So we're doing negative brrs here.
Love the edits.
Yeah, you asked me to be nice, so I'm gonna be nice.
I appreciate it.
So I assume.
But for the record, you asked me to be nice too. So
no, and nice as in like parental guidance not needed.
Yeah.
And you, I believe you asked me that because you are a teacher.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're molding the minds of America.
Yeah, I also just try. I try not to, like, I don't post with, like, I don't text swear words. I don't post swear words. I don't, like, I try the image that I put out. I mean, it's who I am, obviously, but I don't really see the point of adding all these swear words when I'm doing things, because it just, I don't know. And this sounds like cheesy, but, and like, I never thought I'd be this person to say this, but like, my mom would always be like, it makes you sound like dirty. And I don't think it makes you sound dirty, but I don't think that I need to constantly be swearing for the world to hear.
And, yeah.
You know, people, it comes back and bites them in the butt. And I know there's videos of me somewhere swearing probably. And I don't want it to randomly appear on the internet. And then, you know, like, I just rather watch my back than be stuck somewhere where it's like, well, we have a video of you doing this. Like,
yeah. I don't, you sound like Kevin Hart.
Why?
Because that's what he always says. I hate all of you. Every time I say anything, you just pull up videos from my past.
Literally.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Just, you know, gotta keep it real.
What grade do you teach?
Fifth grade. Social studies and language arts.
Mm. Social studies. That has to be so incredibly depressing now.
No, because we learn about, like, the past. We don't do, like, current social studies.
Isn't social studies, like, call me dumb, man. I remember, yeah.
Like right now we're learning about the age of exploration. And we, like this year, we already learned about the Civil War. We learned about the Maya, Aztec, and Inca civilizations.
Is that not like a history class? What I feel like mean? There's history and then there's social studies.
This is fifth grade.
I know, but...
This is social studies for fifth grade.
Yeah, I understand.
When you get to high school, it gets more divided.
I guess I don't remember fifth grade very well.
It's okay.
My teacher was Miss Modest. She was nice.
Was she modest?
Yeah. And
that was a really bad joke.
And then we'd go to history for Miss Brackens across the hall.
Oh, that's interesting. No, yeah. So we do like a homeroom time in the morning. And if there's history things that need to be covered or that we want to cover, like we actually ended up taking, and I have a curriculum to follow, but, you know, like when Joe Biden was becoming president, we like watched the whole thing and we stopped class because we were like, this is a part of history. We should be watching this with the kids. And so we, you know, we cover that stuff, but in social studies class, it's only the past.
You also said you teach language arts. What, is that just like reading and writing?
ELA, yeah. English language arts.
So like similes and junk.
Yeah, we do that. They actually have a writing class as their own, but it's mainly like reading and, you know, close reading, dissecting it, answering questions, deep diving into the readings.
So you don't have to read essays?
Oh, I do.
Oh, that's the worst.
But like, I try to do it in a fun way. So our last project was they wrote an essay. They had to write a narrative. So we read a book about the rainforest, and they had to pick a scene from the book and then turn it into a first person. So like, they were there. They had to write a 5-paragraph essay, and then we turned it into an ebook. So like, they added pictures to it, and then they presented it to the class, and it was cool.
You are making me cry on the inside.
It was really cool. I promise.
You are bringing me back. To elementary school.
Okay, but...
And I'm ready to start
So our
crying.
First unit... Okay, you might cry now. So our first unit is Esperanza Rising. Do you know what book that is? Okay,
no idea.
So it's a book about a girl who basically loses everything and she lives in Mexico and has to run and hide in the United States, California specifically, and make a new life at an immigrant work camp. And we learn about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So that's like our first unit. You don't look interested. Then we just did the rainforest, and now we're doing a unit on Jackie Robinson.
Nice.
It's okay. So I'll be honest. I am not a huge, like, I didn't read really growing up. Like, I probably didn't read a book from maybe seventh grade until my junior or senior year of college. I used to hate reading, and then I started teaching it, and I started to actually like it a lot more, so.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll give you some good book recommendations.
I doubt it.
Okay. Next topic.
No, you're fine. I was, we went on vacation last year to South Carolina, and on the way we listened to Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Is that a real book?
Yeah, that's the first one.
I don't think it's the Philosopher.
Well, it depends on if you're American, it's the Sorcerer's Stone. If you're from literally anywhere else, it's the Philosopher's
really?
Stone.
Really? I don't know that. I didn't know that.
Hannah's a big Harry Potter fan.
My little sisters, I have two sisters who are 11. They just turned 11, and they're like huge. Actually, my dad, my little sisters, my older sister, like they're all into Harry Potter. And I'm not a big fan of fantasy books. I'd rather read about someone's misfortunes than about Harry Potter.
I can write you a book about me.
Can't
you'd
wait.
You'd love it. Full of misfortunes. But yeah, we listened to the audiobook and almost fell asleep doing that. So I can only imagine reading a book. That sounds awful.
Yeah, last year when I read, because I read the books, like, usually I try to go. Hang on. We have to have a little break.
Please stop chewing into my microphone. Please.
Okay. Last year, he keeps moving the mic to eat popcorn for the people who cannot see.
We're not talking to the audience. We're talking to each other.
Last year, the first time I read some of the books that I was reading with my students, I listened to the audiobooks because I just didn't have time to read. I think that's a big thing for me is I'm a busy woman. I'm always on the go. And then this year, I sat down and actually read it and love it. I mean, I've loved it every year, so I'm hoping I can continue to do it. And my kids loved it, so
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Did you go to school to be a, did you go to college to be a school teacher?
I did. I have my degree in elementary education, which is kind of funky because it's like basically an elementary setting. So if the school is K through 8, I could teach K through 8. But if the school is K through 5, I can only teach K through 5. If the school is K through 6, I can only do K through 6. So it's just weird how it's set up. But then I also have an endorsement to teach language arts in middle school. So I could go to any middle school and teach language arts. It's, they have them set up kind of funky. But that is what I went to college for. NIU Huskies. Woof, woof.
Yeah, I remember the summer going into freshman year of college, and Alyssa used to just ask you every day, are you going away to school?
Because I wasn't gonna.
And you refused to answer her question.
Well, because I genuinely, up until a month before school, like move-in day was, I was planning on going to community college. I did not plan on going away to college. You're actually, I don't think you know, you know, you told me a story I didn't know. You are kind of part of the reason I went away to college.
Nice.
Because you didn't answer your phone when I needed someone. So I drove to see my sister instead, who went to school in DeKalb. And she's the one who convinced me. She was like, you can still like accept it. And then I ended up going there.
Why would you call me if you needed someone?
I was, because we were really close at the time, and I was having like a severe mental breakdown, and I didn't want to go home. And so I was trying to find somewhere that I could just go and just be away from my family, because I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to go home and be asked a million questions. So I called you, and you did not pick up. And so then I called my sister, and she picked up.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I feel like I
didn't know that. And so I don't know if I might have still gone away to college.
So now we're like way in the future.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even tell you what I was doing to not answer my phone.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't, it was like 9 a.m. or something. You were probably sleeping. Like
almost definitely.
Yeah.
Now I'm almost positively awake at 9 a.m. and exactly. You're probably sleeping.
No, I have to, well, on the weekend. No, yeah. On the week, I'm usually up at like 8.
Well,
my body makes me.
I went to Alyssa's house a few weeks ago, like a couple months ago. And we were all supposed to be there around the same time, and you were still knocked the brute out.
That's not true. Yeah. I got locked out of my car and had to walk to my apartment complex.
After?
No.
After
no,
she
no,
woke
no.
you, you guys went out the night before for your birthday.
Maybe.
So you were sleeping, and then you locked yourself out of your car.
Whatever.
And then
neither here nor there. Next.
So yeah. I didn't know that I pushed you away to go to
indirectly, I guess,
rock
kind
and roll.
Of.
I saw I was going through Brett's Facebook pictures today because.
Why not?
Because you know I love him.
And oh, wait. It my Facebook notified me and was like, Louis commented on something you might be interested in. And
it
sent it me
Brett's,
to the post.
It was Brett's. I love Brett to death. The guy. He can take good pictures. He just refuses to. All of his pictures are so dumb, and it cracks me up.
But I one feel of them, that, though. I feel that.
One of them was a picture of me and him under couch cushions with our arms sticking out, flipping off the camera. You were sitting on one of us, and Liz is just in the very corner of the picture.
Yeah, we did like a whole... I know exactly what photos you're talking about. We took like 100 photos.
Yeah, you guys.
On your computer or something.
Yeah, my computer was set up in the living room, and you guys came over and took over my house that
yeah.
day.
We took a lot of photos.
That was when we were besties or whatever.
Sure.
I don't want to ask this, but it's been a question that I wouldn't be too afraid.
Okay, hang on. Is this okay? Let me preface this. Before we started, Louis said, is there anything I can't ask you or bring up? And now I feel like I'm nervous.
No. I just don't want to make you sad. That's all.
Make me sad. Go for it. Let's hear
it. I was talking to Liz about you a while back,
okay.
And I could not remember your dog's name. You used to bring your dog over to the house all the time.
Bogey or Dash?
I don't remember.
I don't know why you think that would make me sad.
I don't know. I feel like maybe the dog isn't around anymore.
Probably not, but if it was if it was Bogey, he was
that
evil.
That should make you sad, right?
No, not really. Dash is still, I mean, Dash is currently dying, but.
That's sad, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's the cycle. It's the circle of life. We have his ashes. He actually, kind of. He's buried in my backyard. His ashes. And then my other dog is currently dying. But it's my parents' dog, so I don't live with them. But yeah, I'd bogey or dash one of them. I think it would have been, actually, I know it would have been Dash. So he's still alive. Because we got Dash when I was in high school.
See, Liz.
Sorry, that was like a whole.
I don't want to call her out.
Alyssa cries when you mention her dead dog.
I don't know Alyssa's dead dog, but yeah.
I think its name was Bingo.
Okay. Hey, Liz, please don't cry. We love you. Anyway, I don't want to put Liz on the spot or anything, but she reached out to me a few weeks ago, and she was like, hey, I'm trying to write this thing for Brittany's wedding. Can you give me a few ideas that you can think of? And I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I said, if you were writing a speech for Molly, I could probably give you a few things, but I can't think of anything for Brittany.
All right, let's hear them.
And for you, I was trying to think of your freaking dog. And I could not.
Dash.
I could not remember your dog's name. But I thought it was cool that we became friends through Alyssa. And then eventually you would just come over by yourself.
Yeah.
And we would just hang out.
We all became friends.
Yeah. It was nice.
We'd come and vibe.
And then everybody went away to college. And yeah, we had one summer together. Rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, it sound worse than it was.
Then we all grew up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I always talk to Alyssa about it. Like, you know, we were conjoined at the hip for so long. And then I went to college and then she, you know, went off and did her thing. And me and her probably didn't talk. It's not that we weren't friends. It's just like we just didn't talk for probably like 3 years.
Yeah.
And now we're back to where it was. And we always say, you know, it's lucky to have a good friend brought into your life. But the fact that we've come around twice and we're back together is always a good thing.
Yeah.
True friendship.
With Brett and I, we've never gone like 3 years without talking. But it's like, we'll see each other twice, three times a year, maybe.
Yeah.
And when we're together, it's like.
Like nothing's changed. Yeah. I have a few people it's like that
with.
You
just go right
nice.
Back to whatever, just being stupid and annoying. And everybody's just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brett and I were inseparable. There was no Brett. There was no Louie. There was Brett and Louie. And that's just how it was. But I don't even remember where I was going with that. But yeah, I know what you're talking about with you and Liz.
Yeah.
We became friends, you and I, on a night that I've told the story on the podcast a few times.
I don't want to sound rude, but like I really don't even remember the first time I met you guys. I feel like you were just so easily brought into my life that I can't recall. I believe 100% because you and Alyssa have both verified this story. I just don't remember.
Long story short, Greg and I were going to come visit Liz.
Yeah, I know the story with the GPS.
I know.
Brett came with and
long story
to the
short,
podcast.
We were
going to
come see you. Everybody ended up coming to see Liz. Liz is two best friends in the whole world, Molly and Brittany. We're both there. You were working with Liz at Oberweis, and Brittany never worked there, so she was hanging out, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you all came back to my house to go swimming.
Yeah.
Dare I say, you weren't dressed to swim. So you asked me to borrow a big shirt and a pair of shorts, maybe?
Basketball shorts, probably, yeah.
I was like
being modest.
I was, that impressed me, if I'm being honest.
I'm glad.
I was like,
I don't need to show the world my goodies.
Yeah.
Wanted to swim, though. I wanted to have a good time.
Yeah, so we.
I just need to do it covered.
That was one thing that showed me. I was like, yeah, her. I like
She's
her.
She's the good one.
Yeah. And that was the first night we met. And I don't know how well you remember, but we were swimming around in the pool and you kept calling everybody a stupid hoe.
You
a stupid hoe.
The Nicki
you
Minaj
a
song.
Hoe.
That's a good one.
And whoop, whoop. And now that's forever the thing is you're a stupid hoe.
Yeah, that was Nicki Minaj. Shout out to you. Yeah, to Nicki.
But none of us knew that song when you were saying it. So we're just like, what the hell is she talking about? I
distinctively remember Brett like being like, stupid hoe. He would always say it.
Yeah. So that was basically what I remember from the first from the first night that we had met each other.
More than what I remember bits and pieces, but I don't know if I could have told you like you say it and I'm like, yeah, definitely. But yeah,
stupid hoe.
You stupid hoe.
And then from there, Alyssa used to just bring you guys over all the time. We would just hang out.
We're here in my backyard. All the time. You got when you got a 24/7 subway down the street, that's all you need.
I do. It's at the Golo. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right when you exit. Yeah. That was the coolest thing about your house.
Did you guys used to go to Subway a lot?
Sometimes. I don't know. It's not even the fact that I wanted to go. It's just the fact knowing that if I wanted Subway at 3 a.m., it was there.
Rock and roll.
Stop.
In Subway.
I think that's the fourth time you've said rock and roll tonight. We're just going to do a little tally. We're rocking and rolling.
Get the paper ready.
We're
rocking and rolling. What do you get from Subway?
I've been getting the same thing. I've been eating the same thing since I was in sixth grade. I get a meatball sandwich on wheat bread with American cheese, lettuce, toasted with the lettuce on it. And then when it gets out of the oven, I get a little bit more cold lettuce. And that is my meal. And sometimes I crumple up the sun chips on it. Ooh, chef's kiss.
You are
amazing.
A monster. First and foremost.
That was a monster noise.
First and foremost.
Okay, I'm not here to get attacked.
Who puts American cheese on a meatball sandwich?
An American?
No, you use provolone or mozzarella. No. What on earth? Secondly, who likes hot lettuce?
I know. I always get in an argument with the people working. And they like, I've had people like remove and put it on and not understand. I'm like, it's simple. Just put it with the lettuce.
I have them put green pepper on before they put the sandwich in the toaster. Yeah, but green pepper is good cooked. Lettuce isn't good cooked.
Potato, potato.
I guess.
To each their own.
You are so full of surprises.
I gotta be.
You have left me speechless. Spicy. With no, it's not spicy. It's hot lettuce.
No,
that's not spicy.
I'm saying my life.
That is, I don't even know what to say. I'm just thinking of hot lettuce.
And like, your mouth is watering.
Like when you eat a burrito and you don't finish it, and then you put it in the oven later to heat it up, and then you have hot lettuce in your burrito.
It's delicious.
And it's like,
when you have your Chipotle and you have the hot lettuce.
Do you have them like heat up the lettuce at
Chipotle? No, but like when you heat it up, like after, like if you have leftovers and you heat it up and there's warm lettuce.
Let's be real.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm a big fat guy. I've never had leftover Chipotle.
Oh, okay.
Let's be real there.
Chipotle has recently become my life, but that's another day, another dollar.
Oh my God, I love Chipotle.
My life. Did you see they have merch that has the little kid and it has that on it?
No.
Chipotle is my life.
I haven't been to Chipotle in a hot minute.
I went 3 times this week.
I had Taco Burrito King yesterday.
Oh, similar. Same thing.
No.
Oh.
I mean, they both have burritos, but TBK is like a Mexican place.
I keep being told I need to try there.
It's okay. Decent.
Okay.
But it's right next to a Little Caesars, and Hannah wanted crazy bread, so.
I don't know if it's because I just didn't grow up like with a little, like that wasn't like a common place to eat.
Caesars. All right. We're breaking rule number one. Little Caesars, hot trash. Disgust. Gross. Ew. Okay. No.
Okay. So, I will not go there then.
So you're good.
Okay.
The fact that you don't eat Little Caesars, perfect.
Okay.
I got into a fight with a guy at work today about Little Caesars. He said, for $5, man, that's not bad. And I said, well, if I grabbed a big French bread and I cut it down the middle.
And put marinara sauce.
Hang on. Don't think that you know what I'm going to say.
Okay, go.
I grab a big French bread, cut it down the middle, and I smear it with dog shit. And then I close it up and I give it to you for four.
Joking.
and I give it to you for $4.50, that's better than a $5 pizza, right?
I didn't know what you were going to say. You're right.
He's like, that's not the same thing. And I said, yeah, it's the same thing. It's gross. Oh, you're eating gross pizza for $5.
I can't with you.
He's like, dog poo sandwich isn't the same as a pizza. And I said, well, you're eating gross thing for cheap money. I wouldn't pay $2 for a freaking Little Caesar's pizza. So anyway, do you have any fond memories of Louie?
Not a single one.
Because it sounds like the only memory you have of me is I'm the reason you went away to college.
No. I
ruined your friendship with Liz.
No, you didn't at all. I have a ton. Well, I wouldn't have called you when I was having a mental breakdown if I had negative associations with you. When I think of Louie, I just automatically just think of the summer that we would come up. We'd come swimming. We'd go on random adventures. We'd have a bad day, and me and Alyssa would have a bad day, and we'd be like, all right, we're gonna go up to see the guys, and we just drive on up, and I don't know. I have lots of good memories of you guys. I think about some YouTube videos about bunnies when I think of you guys. I for some reason think of, and I don't know, like, of us sitting, and I don't even know if I have all the details, but sitting in, like, your back room, like, playing video games.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, just good memories.
We're both adults in
society,
healthy relationships. So correct. I feel like we can talk about this as adults.
Okay.
You just found out that when we were churin, when we were younger kids, that I had a big crush on you. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right? Can we talk about this as adults?
It's your call.
Or is it awkward as hell?
No, we can talk about it.
I can drop it.
You're the one
I can drop it like it's hot now.
Let's talk about it. Let's open up this. Let's open. That was a can open. Let's open this can up. Yeah.
I'm not going to like go into detail or anything, but it's just like it made me laugh that you had no clue.
So Alyssa had kind of like led on that like maybe you liked me or something, but I guess I just didn't know to the extent. Like I thought it was like a little like, oh, like I think she's cute. I think she's like, I didn't know it was like an actually like you liked me. I thought it was just, you know, like you have, there's different levels of liking. I feel like I'm leaning back. There's different levels of liking people. And I guess I had always assumed that it was just like a little puppy dog crush.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was like you actually liked me.
Yeah. No, I did have a big crush on you. I want you to know that you are the first girl on the podcast that I had a crush on that did not become my wife.
Wow, I'm honored.
There it is.
I am so honored.
There it is.
I love it. Do I get like a sticker?
I can give you a sticker. That's
perfect.
Fine. I remember just thinking that you were the bee's knees, if you will.
Thanks.
It's
crazy because I always tell people, like, if you knew me before you, I was, or if you knew me before I turned 18, no, you didn't, because I was.
When is your birthday?
October 14th, 1993.
So you were 18 when we knew each other?
I think we met when I was 17. So I guess, like, you were right on, like, the, you know. But yeah. I always tell people that because I made not questionable decisions. I don't know. I don't think I was a very good person. I always hear stories about, like, people will be like, well, I remember when you were really mean to me. And I don't remember that, and I feel awful. So I've just chosen to disown pre-18-year-old me.
I just remember you being really funny. You were very nice.
You had
all these little quirks that just, I don't know.
Oh, God. That makes me so nervous.
No, just little things. Like, I'd be like, oh, do you want some water? And you'd be like, it has to be in a sealed bottle.
So you mean I was picky?
I'm not trying to poison you. And you're like, oh, I know. It needs to be in a sealed bottle. I'd be like,
I know.
She knows what she wants, man.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I guess.
That's
so true.
Or like, this is funny. I remember being super jealous of somebody talking to you at the improv thing. I don't remember who was talking to you. Or,
yeah, I don't remember either. But
we were at improv and somebody was talking to you and I was like super duper jealous. And I remember you being like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing.
And I had absolutely no idea. Yeah. I was so oblivious.
Yeah, you're like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. What's wrong with you?
The play it cool.
I'm going home.
Like, exactly.
Like a dumb fat kid.
Shut up.
That's what I was. I was a dumb fat kid.
No. We all loved Louis.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. But that was funny. My new favorite thing about you is...
Oh, no. Okay, go.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I know, but I get nervous.
There's no reason to be nervous. My new favorite thing about you is telling you all the people that I know that you know as well. That you don't know that I know.
My Lord. But actually... Like, I just feel like every day I go on Facebook and I suddenly see that, like, you or Brett or someone is commenting on someone's post. And I'm like, how did you know each other?
I don't understand how you went to college with so many Argo kids and then you're just like, how do you know Louie? I went to Argo. I know these people.
Okay, but, like, I guess, I don't know, just because you went to, I mean, I knew everyone in my high school, but just, like, a lot of people don't know everyone in their high school, so.
Yeah. And then other people that you just, it just makes me laugh because you're always like, I'll post something and then somebody will comment it. You'll just be like, how do you know Louie?
Because
like,
it makes me really excited to know like, the.
Hey, I'm trying to post here and you're ruining my post.
Okay, well.
You're not really ruining my post.
I'm just out here trying to make connections, you know, connect the dots.
And then I like to text you and just blow your mind with.
Even more.
With, I know this person that knows this person that, and then you're just like. What? Yeah, are you serious?
It really, you get me good. I'll be honest.
It makes me laugh. And then I send it all to Brett and he's just like, why are you talking to her about this? And he's always so butthurt.
Brett, this is a message for Brett. Buzz off.
Hey, Brett killed you in MFK, you remember?
I don't want to. You know what? Good. Good. I don't even want to be here.
That's hilarious.
All right, so Louie, I'm going to lead. You for a while have been not bothering, that's a mean way to say it. You have been asking me to make you something. So I made you something.
Ooh.
And you did not know I made you this. And I actually made it a long time ago, and I was really excited about it.
Close my eyes.
No, it's upside down. So you can hold it, and then you can flip it as you want. And if you hate it, just pretend like you like it.
I don't know what this is. But you did call me a few weeks ago. I answered. You said, what's your favorite color? And then I said, purple. And then you said, okay, bye. And then you hung up.
Wow. I was hoping you wouldn't connect that.
Aw. It's my logo and it's purple.
Yeah?
That is so awesome.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to keep this forever.
I made it. I called Liz and I was like, do you think he's going to like it? She's like, you made it. Of course he'll like it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm a sap. Thank you so
much.
Of
course.
That's adorable.
I'm glad you like it. And it's a cool little frame that, like, frames it.
Yeah. That's really good.
And purple.
Holy crap. And purple, see?
I know.
Yeah, I was sad eating muffins, and you were like, what's your favorite color?
And then I didn't give you any context.
Yeah, figures. I can, I can answer that phone call, but I won't answer the phone call to tell you whether or not to go to college
or not, literally.
Oh.
It's okay.
Go me.
I mean, look, I ended up in a good place, so.
Yeah.
Technically, I have to thank you for that.
No, you don't. But I probably would have told you to go anyway.
Well, college wasn't even like a thought in my mind, really. It was, I just had seen my sister and I was like, I can't stay in town. I need to get out. And she's like, well, didn't you apply here? And she's like, you can still accept it. And so then I called both my parents and I was like, hey, can I go to NIU? And they both said, yeah. And I said, okay. And then they were like, you have a month to figure it out.
Is that where you met Gary?
Who's Gary? Yes. Oh, my God. Gary. Yes. Gary.
You're going to make me
sorry,
remember
no,
his
yes.
Last
Gary. Yeah. Yes. Gare Bear. Yes. Yeah. So, Gary. Oh, I love Gary. Okay. we're going to have to let him know to listen to this segment.
I'll hit him up on Facebook.
So Gary worked at a bar called Molly's, and he worked there with my boyfriend, and so I would just always see him, and he would drive the bus, and he was like a bouncer kind of. but more so like a bus driver, like the drunk bus. And he was great. I love Gary. I love Gary.
All right. Who else did you meet in college that we were friends that I knew from high school? Off the top of your head, I know
Shelby, and Jeremy.
Is that it that you can think of?
I go to our Facebook friends.
Oh, it's really okay. It's not
too late.
Important.
Too late.
Let's reach the point of the show where I ask you who your best friends
are. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
I didn't know we were recording.
Yeah, we're recording. Sorry, we stopped a couple times. But who, you know, here at the Friendship Podcast, I like to ask, who is your best friend?
My best friend is my friend Mackenzie.
Okay. Is that all you have to say?
What do you want? I mean, okay, so I was
How did you guys meet?
So I was telling you this earlier. I have a really hard time with the term, like, best friend, because I have, like, different friends who are the best from different points of my life. But if you're making me do a hierarchy, Mackenzie's my best friend.
I'm not making you do anything.
Okay, fine. We'll go down the whole list. Mackenzie's my best friend, though. I met Mackenzie in college. We were in the same sorority, and we have clicked, and she's just the bee's knees. She makes me laugh harder than any of my friends. She has, you know, during quarantine and during a lot of things when life was bad, she would, like, force me to go stay with her for, like, weeks just to make sure that I was okay. And she's just, we travel the world together. She's just the best. That's all I have to say about her. I love Mackenzie so much.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Can I tell my favorite Mackenzie story?
Of course you can.
Because I think it's the funniest story ever. So I went on vacation. I've been on vacation a few times with her and her family. And one time we were going to Florida and we were driving and her mom's like, hey, can you call the pizza place to order the pizza? So she calls the pizza place and she's like, hey, do you guys do delivery? And they're like, what? And she's like, do you guys do delivery? Like, to know if we need to pick it up or deliver. And she accidentally called the city morgue.
Oh my
and she,
God.
Like, quickly hung up and was like, oh, my gosh. And so then
How did she figure out it was the morgue?
I guess because they, like, were like, this is, like, the whatever city we were in. Like, it's the morgue. And she was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm so – I guess – I don't know how she mixed it up, but she called the
city. That is –
Yeah.
Hilarious. So, you guys offer delivery?
Well, exactly. So that's why she was sitting there repeating it, confused why they didn't understand. But no, but she is phenomenal and she is my bestie.
Yeah.
And that's like, yeah, that's my overall. And then obviously, you know, Alyssa is one of my best friends from like my high school days. Alyssa and I met through Oberweis. Alyssa and I disconnected, reconnected. It's actually funny. Something that reconnected us was she had a class with my boyfriend and she sat like they were both in like an aisle seat, but in the same aisle. So one day she randomly sends me a picture of him and she's like, is this your boyfriend? And they had been sitting next to each other for the entire semester almost. And I was like, yeah, it is. And then we started talking again and reconnected. And yeah. And I love her child more than I think I love anything on this planet. Brennan is the cutest human I've ever met. He says ketchup. He's like, ketchup. Oh, my gosh. This boy, he has stolen my heart. I love him so much.
I hung out with him once.
God, he's so great.
He likes to wrestle.
Oh, my. I know. I go to their house, and he runs, Molly, and he runs up to me, and it just warms your heart. And I love him so much. My best. And then I have my best friend Sammy from like my childhood days. So she's someone who's just been, you know, she's been my friend since elementary school and been through thick and thin. Then I have, you know, Brittany, who we were really good friends in high school. She's part of the terrible trio. We disconnected in college for a little bit, and we've reconnected, and, you know, we're vibing. I know I'm holding off from saying my boyfriend because you always say, like, well, of course we know that they're your best friend.
Hey, like I said, you can talk about anybody you want. If you want to talk about your boyfriend, let's talk about him.
Yeah, so my boyfriend's my best friend as well. He's just, you know, we spend a lot of time together, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Rock and roll. How'd you guys meet?
All right, so this is a funky story. So I actually met him when he first came to NIU. I was, like, kind of seeing one of his fraternity brothers. It wasn't official. And then I didn't end up dating the guy. And I didn't see him at all. And then it was 2015, and this is where it gets weird. So 2015, you know, I met him in 2013. 2015 rolls around. I see him at a Halloween party. Haven't talked to him in 2 years. I go up to him, and I give him, like, a big hug. And I'm like, hey, Brandon, like, good to see you. And he told me later on that he was like, that was, you know, that was kind of weird because I didn't actually know you that well. And something in me was like, go hug this kid. So I was like, hey. And then, like, a few weeks later, middle of November, he someone in his fraternity basically sent my big and my sorority, like, a 7-page message just tearing her, like, everything about her appearance. Like, just brutal. And we traced the phone number using Facebook and found out it was from a phone from a kid in his fraternity. And so I being a defensive person, I was like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So Brandon was the only person who, like, I was like, I think he's still in the fraternity. So I reached out to him and I was like, hey, are you still in this fraternity? And he's like, yeah, I'm actually the president. I was like, perfect. Could we get together to talk about the situation? So he's like, yeah, he's like, I'll talk to the guy. I'll see what I can figure out before we get together and we can hopefully find, you know, a happy middle and figure out whatever needs to be figured out. And so we got together and we figured it out. And then I like texted him the next day about hanging out there's like other small details in there, but I texted him the next day about hanging out again. Cause I was like, oh, like he was a chill, nice guy. So he came over again to hang out. And then I actually went away that weekend and it was his 21st birthday. I went away that weekend for a wedding. And we, like, texted the whole weekend. And I remember I told my friend who was there, I was like, I think I really like this guy. And then I got back from the wedding, and we just never stopped hanging out. We've just been hanging out nonstop ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's the love of my life.
Nice.
Yeah. Good people, good man.
Yeah. You guys don't live together, right?
No. He lives in Chicago with his parents. But there's just a lot of logistics. But I see him. He comes because I have an apartment. So he comes to my place like a few times a week.
Cool.
Yeah. It's good. We make it work.
Yeah.
FaceTime. We, you know.
Thank goodness.
We vibe however we need to. But he definitely, I mean, it takes a lot to handle me and all of my quirks that we've discussed.
They're not, you know what I mean.
Yeah. It really does. It takes, I feel like, I always laugh. I'm like, God, like, I do so many weird things. How, like, and he still looks at me and is like, yep, that's who I want to be with. And so, you know, that's a good sign. Yeah. I think that's love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have that.
Me too. I was pretty doubtful for a while.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You should never be doubtful.
But here we are.
I was doubtful for a while myself.
And look at you.
Yeah.
You got a whole family.
I do.
A whole house.
I do. It all went very fast.
Literally.
Yeah. But I wouldn't change it if I could.
That's good.
Yeah, that's how it is. We talked about it for a little bit, and then we started talking about other stuff. You have a problem with my favorite Hamilton song.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Why is that?
It is the world's lamest choice for a favorite song.
You...
Go ahead. Wait, before we continue, share with the world.
It's Farmer Refuted. You called me while you were...
Okay, let me... No, stop. Back it up. Alyssa, was like, I want to watch Hamilton. I want to get into it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So I watched Hamilton with her. I made her fall in love with it. She fell in love with it, and she was, like, wanting to know more details, you know. So we were trying. She's like, what do you think Louis's favorite song is? Because that's how Alyssa sounds in my mind. And that's when you had to disappoint us. And we both went, huh?
I've disappointed plenty of women. That's not true.
Shut
at
up.
Least one. At least one. But no, at least three. All in different ways.
Yeah, literally. Alyssa and I were, but in your defense, Alyssa's favorite song is like Satisfied, a very basic song. So, and Helpless.
Satisfied and Helpless are both good songs.
Very basic.
Yeah, but they're both good. They're no Farmer Refuted, but they're good.
Oh, my Lord. And that's how we got our intro today, because Louis and I are going to collaborate and create an intro for the podcast that he will use every week. And I just need to get my creative juices flowing. I don't know what it's going to be yet, though. I like to think I'm creative, but then I realize I'm not as creative as I think I am.
So you two were on your way to Brittany's house.
Yes.
And you FaceTimed me.
Yes.
And you were like, what's your favorite Hamilton song?
Yes.
And you were like, wait, let me guess. And then you guessed something.
Every song that was phenomenal, and it was none of them.
And then you were like, okay, what is it? And I said, well, it's Farmer Refuted. And you were so let down. And then you were like, well, what about your second favorite song, because that's a terrible choice. And I told you it was The Room Where It Happens. And you didn't like that one
also
either.
Also a terrible option.
They're both great songs.
Whatever.
And then you went on to tell me about Cinnabon Little Bites.
So I tried to do an ASMR for the fans of your podcast, but you did not let me continue with it. So I just want to preface it. Louis doesn't eat delicious foods anymore. And since he doesn't eat delicious foods, I had to explain to him what a Cinnabon Delight tastes like. And if you haven't had a Cinnabon Delight, first off, you're doing life wrong. Go get one. Second off, it's literally I feel like I need to do it. I feel like I need to explain it. It's so good. It's the world's best dessert that you can get at Taco Bell.
You started very large and then you ended with at Taco Bell, which is very small.
Okay.
What else? So, what other desserts do they offer at Taco Bell?
Cinnamon twists.
Are those any? I don't eat Taco Bell. Are those good?
Not really. I'm usually disappointed by them. Cinnabon Delights are just so good. They're like, okay, if you haven't had them, imagine a Munchkin donut, and it's coated in cinnamon and sugar, and it's warm and delicious, and then you put it in your mouth, and you bite down all at once, okay? And you know the cinnamon glaze, it gushes out of this warm donut, and it is so absolutely delicious, and I can't get over how great it is. And I know Louis's laughing because it sounds inappropriate, but like there's no other way to explain it. And if you can, please write in and let us know, because it's
I'm laughing so good. Because you're so passionate. I just love how passionate you get about Cinnabon.
Yeah, I have a friend. I mean, I have many. I don't want to say I have many friends, but I have some friends. My friend Lisa. Shout out to Lisa if you're listening. I used to always, in college, go and hang out with her, and we would go and get them. And they were just so good.
I really like McDonald's cookies. I haven't had
Not
them in a
even
while.
Comparable. Okay, I have such a sweet tooth. Like, I would much rather have dessert than any meal. It's my kryptonite. It is my weakness. I love dessert.
Well, what's your favorite dessert?
Oh, that's a big question. From where?
Like, what's your, like?
Like, okay, I love chocolate.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a molten lava cake.
Okay.
With a little ice cream, that's good. Chocolate cheesecake is good. I actually used to hate cheesecake. Now I love cheesecake.
You and I are one and the same.
Okay. But you don't eat it anymore.
Yeah. I would like to say that I don't eat it anymore, but I'm also as I tell everybody, I'm trash. So okay. Like I'll go to Aldi and I'll get all of my Aldi stuff, and then they have like a 2-pack of frozen cheesecake in the freezer section, And then I just get those.
Cheesecake Factory.
And then I shame eat them in my car.
Cheesecake Factory.
It's always so busy.
Okay. You can just go to the takeout spot and you can get the Godiva chocolate cheesecake.
They have the Oreo cheesecake on my Weight Watchers app for one slice. It's 80 points.
I don't know what that means. Like, I know what we, I don't know what, like, is 80 points good or bad?
80 points. I get 46 points a day.
So you just don't eat for a few days. It's worth it.
Yeah. For one piece.
It is worth it.
I assume that it's 8 pieces to a cake. I don't know. It might be 16 pieces to a cake. If it's 16,
no, I think it's 8.
Holy crap. If it's 8, still holy crap.
Yeah.
That's 640 points for a cake. Yeah. No, I love it too.
No, dessert's easily my weakness. I don't know if you go to Dairy Queen, but they have a Snickerdoodle Blizzard.
You're a cinnamon sugar kind of gal, huh?
I'm usually a chocolate gal, and I used to get the brownie batter Blizzard, and they got rid of one of the ingredients for it, so I have to rig it so that it semi tastes like it. But then I started trying the Snickerdoodle one, and it is 10 out of 10 would recommend.
I usually just go to Andy's and get a James Brownie Funky Jackhammer.
There's no Andy's by me, I don't think. I know there's one like by my mom's house, but there's none by me.
All right.
But maybe I should. I've went to Andy's once like 3 years ago.
It's very expensive. Yeah. Basically, if I just go get ice cream, I want vanilla ice cream with Oreos and hot fudge.
Okay. Well, and my issue is I'm lactose intolerant.
Same.
So it's really, really funny. So at my school, the kids will get, they get free breakfast and lunch. And so for every meal, every day, every kid. And so sometimes in the morning for breakfast, they'll get like a muffin and a fruit, and sometimes they'll have a cheese stick. And if it's stuff that doesn't need to be refrigerated, I'll put it off to the side and kids can like take it home later in the day, or they can eat it at lunch, or like I sometimes have kids who come in late and I'll let them take one. And so sometimes if there's cheese sticks, I'll take one and I'll eat it. And I have this one boy who screams at me every time I eat it. He's like, "You're gonna be in pain. You're lactose intolerant." And I'm like, "I can have a little bit of dairy." And then we are a junk food free school. And so like if I have a soda or something in my backpack and he sees it, and I'm not even drinking it, he'll be like, "You can't have that." And I'm like, "Oh, it's just milk." And he goes, "You can't have that either." And my kids, like, are ganging up on me so that I don't consume dairy. And I think I feel personally victimized. I shouldn't ever tell them that I shouldn't have dairy. Because I can have I can have a small Blizzard from Dairy Queen and be fine. But if I have a large Blizzard, I'm not okay. Yeah. Or, like, Oberweiss, I can't have more than, like, a kid scoop or maybe a one scoop. If I have a shake, you can bet you won't see me for a while.
No, I know exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, it is.
Like I said, we're two in the same.
But I love cheese. Oh, my Lord, do I love cheese. I am.
Yeah.
Dairy. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to end on the eating cheese and having to poop your pants thing.
I never said I was pooping my pants.
I know, but that's what lactose intolerant means. It means you eat a lot of dairy and then you poop your pants. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I was nervous, but here we are.
Yeah. You didn't think that we could have anything to talk about. We are an hour and 3 minutes later.
You had said to me, Lissa came with a long list and with nothing. So.
That's fine.
But
we,
if you ever want me back, I can come with a list and we can.
There's no if. Of course I want you back. Okay. And we don't need a list. We just did, like I said, an hour, 5 minutes.
Of recorded, but like 2 hours of not recorded.
Yeah, and then we would pause to talk shit about people.
Hey, no, we didn't.
I would just like to say thank you again for the lovely gift.
Of course.
I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for bringing the Crave case with the cheese. It was delicious. Mm. I love you so much.
Of course.
I'll see you later.
Bye.